Born ready.
Oh, you know, I'm really glad Julie's back.
We have Julie back.
It's been a few weeks.
I forgot what she looked like.
Yeah. Well, I haven't because I have an office in her office. Yeah. I'm blessed with seeing her almost every other day.
Nice.
So I had to con her, though. So she wants dinner and drinks. Right.
That's how it normally works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I only normally do that with women that I know I'm going to get lucky with.
Sure.
But I can't do that with her as far as get lucky because I love her and I don't want to do anything to that.
No, so. Of course not.
And I tell you, I've just had one of those days from you know where today. I don't know. I'm not even sure what we're going to talk about.
You made me shut up
so I could talk about it. I don't remember what it was now.
We were discussing that both of us were when we first showed up.
Oh, I know.
Unloading equipment, and we're both just grumbling.
That's right.
Well, you think that's bad. You should.
You were starting to talk about your haircut.
Oh, my haircut. Yes, okay.
What is happening right now? There is a lovely young lady delivering a drink that looks like...
I just love Nancy.
A dessert.
Like dessert. It does look like dessert.
Yeah.
It tastes like one, too.
It's candy corn. It's a candy corn
That'd
drink.
That'd be great, yeah.
Can't have that one yet.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, so, you know, it's getting thinner and thinner on top.
Your hair.
I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, but I'll wish it on you because your hair needs to thin out a little bit.
It does, man.
You got a lot.
It never stops.
Go ahead.
I lose a lot of hair, like a lot of hair.
Well, let me just tell you that I...
And it's still there.
This lady that cut my hair, I've known her. We actually had a fling in the 90s and... So I've known her a long time. A very sweet woman. I just adore her, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm making the comment about, she goes, she was trimming my ears. I said, don't cut that. I need to take that and put it on the top of my head. Take the hair from my ears, put it on top of my head.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, she's like, too late, you know. She goes, I will tell you this, that... She goes, you just had surgery, right? Major surgery. I'm like, well, I think it's major. Yeah. You know, I had a new bone put in. And she's like, it is a proven fact that men and women both, when they go through that kind of surgery, that they lose hair. But it grows back, David. It grows back. And I said, okay, I'm going to tape you saying that because I want to guarantee that it's going to grow back.
Yeah. Sign here, please.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then I want free haircuts for life.
This is what I think. I think that somewhere in my DNA, I've got Wookiee.
Wookiee.
Yeah, and
like
the older...
Like Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the older I get, the more prevalent that DNA comes forward.
Okay.
So, because I used to just have hair on my head. And then, you know, then I started...
None on your balls?
Just like normal man would... Right. Then it started on my balls, and then it started on my face, and I've been going along with that, and then it just started going crazy, and then it showed up on my shoulders, and now it's moving down my back, right? It's disgusting. Of course, my chest is completely covered in hair, and now it's, like, piling out of my nose. It's growing off the tip of my ears. I am going to be, in a couple of years, I'm going to be covered in hair. Just covered.
Reverting back to your primate ancestors, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, I don't think Chewbacca is a primate.
No.
So you're going to revert back to an ape. It'd be more like an ape. So you're going to... Your knuckles are going to start dragging the ground.
No, it's primates. The ancestors.
I already have shorter legs than a person of my height should have. And so my upper body is longer.
Tall. Yeah, longer.
So for the length of my legs, my arms are longer than they should be. For if you're just measuring my legs, my arms are longer than that. So there's some validity in that theory. Yeah.
At least we can be critical of each other. I you know, and nose hair. Oh, my God. You know.
Right?
I could actually
it's
shave
merging
my mustache
with my mustache.
And you would never know it.
Exactly. It just parted.
I used to call it my cookie duster, you know, and I would, somebody would, and I, you know, when I had that big, growing my beard back, I'm looking for my Santa look.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I would lose food pieces in my, my goatee.
Find them later.
Well, no, somebody.
When did I have mac and cheese?
Somebody would go, hey, you got, there's something in your beard, man.
It's a slice of pizza.
I'm like, that's my midnight snack, dude.
That's where that last nacho went.
Yeah. With the jalapeno.
Right.
Because it was that thick at one time.
Yeah.
You could hide its little squirrel in there if you wanted to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so how's your week been, Ken?
Oh, you know, I'm working on a project. Basically, I'm developing an online course.
By the time this hits, it's pretty much, you're pretty much going to be finished, right?
Hopefully, yeah. So,
I keep
saying that. So, I got to a point about a month ago where it was time to really dig in and develop out the course materials and resources and all that kind of stuff. And so, it's taken me a month. I did not want it to take a month, but it's taken me a month. And I got super excited. Sweet! Yesterday, I finished it. Like, awesome. The thing is built. And now I'm digging around in technology. I'm ready to launch it, but I don't have my technology crap set. And for me, to fiddle with and be aggravated by technology, it's an even more aggravating thing because that's my forte. That's the world I live in, and I'm being aggravated by it. And so it's been an all day long, just a really aggravating day and trying to deal with support and everything like that. And then listening to Jerry's phone call, she was dealing with a completely unrelated subject, but she was on a phone call, support phone call, and it was either Pakistani help desk or India or something like that, you know, and she does horrible with accents. And so she could not. It's so aggravating. Listening to her, just listening to her aggravation of, I can't understand you. What did you say? What do you...
Well, and I can relate to that because I have the same issue. And the last one that I had, and that company has not called me back ever since, which was a year or so ago, I said, if you want to help me in any way, shape, or form, get somebody on the phone that speaks plain, clear English, and I'll be more than. I said, I'll tell you what. If you want to FaceTime me, I understand sign language.
Yeah.
So find somebody that knows sign language, because I don't understand a word you're saying to me. Period.
I'm okay with it. I'm good with accents. In fact, I really love accents. I listen to people talk, and I cue in onto the way people pronounce certain words and all that kind of stuff. And so because of that, I just love accents because my brain is just firing.
Well, I like accents
all
too,
over the place.
But I want to be able to understand the words coming out of their mouth.
Well, yeah.
And the older I get, the harder it is to understand. So hold that thought because we got to do a break. You talk about, we're going to do a break.
I was just asking.
13.
13? Okay.
Yeah. I thought you said 12. Never mind. Yeah. Well, see, I thought I just looked. It said 13. It said 13 or 12.
12 minutes. Question mark.
I'm like, 13. Because we're changing them up a little bit. We're saving the longer segments for the. Yeah. That's too technical. I'm saving the longer segments for the last.
You're gonna geek out on us right now.
I'm gonna try not to.
Okay.
But the brain is fried. When I knew that Julie was coming to do sound today, I was like. It was like the clouds parted for me.
Right?
I was so happy. And I'll sit and explain that board to her a million times if she needs me to. Because it's a great board, but after I've been on.
There's
I'm
a
on
lot
the air
of
12
little
hours
buttons.
A day, man.
There's a lot of little knobs and levers and switches and slots to insert thingies and.
Oh, she found
there's a lot of things.
She's ran some sound effects on us. I know she did. She did something.
Find those.
Yeah. I'll be able to hear them when I listen back and I'll be like, oh, Julie, and she's okay. Damn it, Julie. Damn it, Jim.
You know, that's the difference between your system and your setup here and mine. Mine, I turn it on. I pray that it's working the entire time I'm doing the thing. And then I see if it worked later. And then I deal with all the little gizmos and gadgets after it's already done and too late to do anything about.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I'm figuring this board out. This thing will do probably 100 times more than I know what to do with it.
Yeah.
But now we have two of them, and InterWest Concepts has two of them. So yeah. I'd like to find a permanent home for one of them to record right there.
Right.
So we'll see how that all breaks down.
We need an AI host.
Artificial intelligence host?
Yeah. I was just thinking, will it also host the show?
I don't think so.
We just push a button for the AI host. Bink. Yeah. Hello.
Oh boy, that would.
Welcome to.
That would be so nice.
Yeah.
You know, I started to use my, because you know I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And this morning I was cold. It was 40 degrees, but I was still cold.
Yeah, it's right? been cold in the mornings.
So I was thinking, oh, I can start my car from here. You know? Yeah. So I have my phone, and I'm looking at my phone, and I realize that when I got out of it, it's going to come on how I left it when I got out.
Oh.
And I had the air conditioner on. So I thought, ah, no. So tonight I'm going to go and make sure everything's set.
Turn the heater on.
Yeah.
To defrost everything before you shut it off.
Well, I don't need to defrost because it's in the carport. But
okay.
Yeah. All right, we got the finger.
We got the finger. I missed the finger.
Yeah, me too. I was just thinking the same thing when that thing popped out there.
I know.
All right, well, we're going to take a little bit of a break, I guess. We'll come back and discuss nothing.
Nothing at all. Aggravation.
Aggravation.
Things that aggravate us.
Okay, I like that.
All right.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
This is Julie Blair with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door with your real estate tip of the week. Bedrooms should not sleep. Keep these rooms bright and cheerful. Remove any excess furniture, use attractive and colorful bedspreads or comforters, and have fresh curtains or clean blinds. This has been your real estate tip of the week. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Grand Pacific Luxe. It's a luxury candle.
Grand Pacific Luxe with an E. It's luxury, right? And GP Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest. And GP are my initials, Ginger Page. I use Neem fragrance oils. So the oils that are made all meet the California Prop 65 non-toxic list, meaning there's no chemicals, no phthalates, no carcinogens, nothing that would be dangerous to you to be burning in your home. Grand Pacific Luxe, LUXE.com. And that should take you to my Shopify page. So that's what my webpage is.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of Ken Collins Marketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Oh, we're live.
Woo, we're live.
We're live and industrious.
I don't know about industrious.
So,
like to be.
So, what were we going to bitch about?
I don't know. Just aggravation in general.
What aggravates you the most as a man in this today's day and age?
The most?
Yeah, and let's not talk politics, because there's some aggravating crap going on.
Oh, I just ignore politics.
Yeah, me too.
I lived in that world, and it's such a ridiculous kindergarten world that I just don't want anything to do with it. So I don't discuss it. I don't pay attention to it. I don't get riled up about it. I just literally don't care. It affects my life in zero ways.
The only reason that I even ever notice it now is because, you know, work in radio. We have news at the top of every hour throughout the day.
Oh, right.
A 5-minute newscast.
So you end up hearing it.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't help it. And then there'll be something come on and it's like, oh, you know, and I'm thinking, oh my God, we're living in a country of idiots.
Yeah.
Honest to God think my boss that I have thinks we're going to end up in a civil war.
Oh man, that's been going on for years. So well, here's my current aggravation, which by the time this airs should be over.
We hope.
It will be.
Or you hope.
Yeah. So it's all the state election crap.
That'll be over.
Voter stuff. Voting things. And so I'm getting a million phone calls and text messages. Phone calls that I don't answer because I refuse.
Somebody's wanting you to vote for them.
Yeah, and then text messages going from both sides saying, well, if she's blah, 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 and if he's blah, 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 I'm like, who cares?
I have
your little playground fight somewhere else.
Listen,
keep it out of my yard.
I have a hard time with any politician that cannot state facts in an ad other than all they want to do is bash their opponent. I have a problem with that.
That's part of the thing is that if...
Don't bash. Tell me what you're going to do to make everything better.
The system's been laid down, right?
Yes.
So... the world is continually changing, but at a certain point, like if you weren't advertising on Facebook, you're kind of missing out. And so you could be that guy like, I don't like all that bullshit about advertising on Facebook. But if you don't do it, then everybody else is way ahead of you.
Right.
So that's kind of the situation they're in. If they don't play that stupid game, really stupid game, then they get left. They get left behind.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it works. It's aggravating. It's disenfranchising to think about that. Because, yeah, it would be great if they did not do that crap. But they do. Because everybody does. And so if you don't, then you get left behind.
Right.
And you don't get elected. And then you can't do the things that you think that you want to do. But you're never going to be able to accomplish while you're in office because the other party's going to spend their entire time trying to destroy you. That's politics. Ideals that die just... politicians are dead inside.
Yes.
They started down that path. They had ideals. And they're like, I'm going to do great things. And then they get in the system and they die inside.
Two things happen. They find out they're like running into a brick wall.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they got people wanting to line their pocket to vote their way.
Right. And you could say, to hell with y'all, not going to do that or whatever, but it still doesn't matter. Like, you're just going to, everything that you try to do is just going to, it's going to die. It's going to die on the vine.
Yes.
Yeah. Because of the political process. We have a man here that I barely recognized. He showed up in a beard.
I can tell you
that's
who it is.
I know. You know.
I went to school with him, actually.
I know, yeah. I had him on my show, man.
Oh, did you? Did you really?
Yeah.
You had Andy on your show?
Seriously? Do you not watch the show?
I didn't see Andy Sandoval on the show.
Did we were driving down the street.
No.
No, you can talk, man.
No.
I haven't seen it. How long ago was that?
Maybe
it
didn't.
It wasn't this year.
Maybe
because
I
only been watching these.
All right, I'm getting things confused.
Probably 3 years. 3 years.
Maybe I didn't. Hold on.
No, we did. We talked about it.
Yeah, did we?
Yeah.
Either my year or your under.
Oh, my brain is confused right now.
Andy, what year did you graduate?
74.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He was the same class as my ex, my first wife. Yeah. Matter of fact, I think he had the hots for my ex at one point.
Who was
when
that?
We were in school. Linda Wilson. It was Linda Wilson.
Everybody.
Who didn't, David? Yeah. I don't even know her, and I did.
I don't know that she listens to this, but she is going to turn beet freaking red. I'm telling you right now. Yeah, we have two wonderful kids together, my two oldest. Yeah. And we're still friends. We may not be after this.
Yeah. We're talking about aggravations.
What aggravates, we're talking, it's a male show, so we're talking about what aggravates a man. What sets a man off? What's aggravating? in this day and age. And we're trying to stay away from politics, but we kind of got
that's
stuck
in for our a second. Entire. You know, the cool thing is that we tried to stay away from politics, and it became the topic of our conversation. Yeah. And not a single name or party has been thrown out there.
No, we did good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we did good.
Because who cares? Seriously.
Well, obviously, a few people do.
You know, I have friends locally that are actually in office. I have friends that they were trying to be elected and everything, and they're like giving me their spiel. You know?
Sure.
I've been in D.C. politics. I don't need the friggin' Farmington local spiel. So anyway, they're giving me their spiel. I'm like, I don't. Who cares? Who cares? I know what the purpose of city council is. It's to approve the budget. All your little ideals, it doesn't even matter to anybody. So, who cares? And this person was getting super aggravated until I told that person, look, all you have to tell me is this is important to me. You're my friend. Will you please vote for me? That's what I gotta say, because I don't really care about your politician spiel. Leave that out. I don't care. And so I actually went and voted for that person. Now they're in office. So
I did that with an official a few years back as well. And once that person did get in office, because I did vote for them, I wish I had enough.
It was really?
Oh my God, a major freaking mistake for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So from now on, I'm a little bit more careful. It sounded like this person was a friend. It was not a friend at all, just an acquaintance. I knew who it was, and never again. Forever again.
I voted for my friend, and that friend is now in office, still in office, and I haven't a single clue what's been accomplished since that person has been in. Because why? It doesn't matter. Which is why I don't care. I don't care. It's your game. You play that game. I don't want to play that game.
I suspect some hate mail now. Before I forget.
Address it to Ken.
Ken?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because I know you eat that
He's
crap
been
up.
Wanting somebody to
give him some
hate
mail.
Yeah. Send
so
it.
Here's the deal. Let me get this out, because we haven't done that. I'd like to get that out at the beginning, but we are recording every Thursday.
Yes.
At Traeger's
Bar. So if you want to show up and fight me.
Yeah, exactly.
We can do that
as
well.
Usually we show up about 4 o'clock and get all set up. And tonight I'm buying Julie a dog for running the board. So we've got the dog house out there. Or whatever she wants in the dog house, unless it's lobster.
I'm going to stick a dog in Julie.
Plate.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's right. You got to come from right over there. And I'm actually I haven't had one in a couple of weeks, so I'm kind of looking forward to having something out there. Yeah. And I know you.
Last time I had the sliders, I was doing the menu. I was like doing the rotation of the menu items like working through different kinds of dogs. And I decided, that's not who I am. So I quit that. They're all really good, but I like the sliders, man.
I
love them.
They're hard to beat.
Because that's what I do. I pick a menu item. And that's the menu item that I will get at the place that I go to until I die or they go out of business. That's the menu item.
You're that way too, aren't you, Julie?
I do not Pretty change.
Much. Kind of. I've got limited.
Yeah.
Just certain things I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
We went to Francisca's, and I saw what she got.
Exactly.
I saw what Julie got, and I was like, that looks super good. I don't remember what it's called, but that's what I'm getting every time.
Steak picado.
Oh, yeah, and so that's the one. I'll never get anything else from there but that.
Yeah.
That's my menu item.
Everything I get from there, I get an egg on it, or two.
You have to. Seriously. Know,
it's better with the red, than, in my opinion, just my taste, than the green. But I usually always get Christmas. And if you're not from around this area, Christmas means red and green.
Chili.
Yes. New Mexico chili, not Colorado chili, not any.
Not even chili, seriously.
They spell it with an I. New Mexico, if it's spelled with an E, you're in luck.
Right?
That's right.
I don't even know what they're doing.
It's like the country spelled with an E, isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
In
Brazil? Oh, it is, yeah.
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 Yeah, so it's like that kind of chili.
I got another finger. We got another finger.
I'll let you do the takeout since you got the finger.
I got the finger?
Yeah. You have to do the close to commercial.
Well, he said he didn't see it last time, so I just wanted to make sure he saw the finger.
No, I get it, but I want to see him do
it. Because it was special just for him.
To go to commercial.
I kind of want to just savor the finger a little bit.
I want to see if he moves smoothly to
commercial. Just wiggle it around a little bit. That's all I need. Just, yeah, okay, we're going to pay some bills.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening at Encore Coffee Shop?
So, first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley, and they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things, like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
Interwest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far. But you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, interwestconcepts.com.
There, see, the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Well, I'm front. You can be back this time.
Okay, yeah. It's good to switch it up a little.
Yeah,
we're both in black. Back in black.
Yeah, we are.
We're back.
Back
in black. Oh, we are. Yeah.
Yeah, but mine's got a bunch of little hair particles on it. I got my hair, dude, so.
Right.
I tried to shake it out before I got here, but I didn't. I came straight here. I went, well.
Did you do the whole dog shake? You have to start at your head.
Yeah, kind
just
of. The best I could.
Down to your ass?
Wow,
yeah.
I wish I had video one.
Just move it down. Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't get out of there till like, got a Durango till, I don't know, 2:45, something like that.
Yeah.
Went straight to Better Homes and Gardens to pick up the equipment.
Yeah.
Because that's our official home. Unofficial
right.
home.
Right.
I told him I would bring it. I was coming here, you know, and it was right across the room from me. And I said, hey, you want me to schlep that over there for you? No, I'm on my
own. I don't know. To me, when she said schlep, I was that kind of just turned.
It's a negative connotation,
yes.
Right?
It's not. It's Yiddish.
So I schlepped it over here.
Your
yeah, you know that is kind of funny. Is it a negative? Where does the word schlep come from? I know what
it's
it means.
Yiddish. It's Yiddish. It's yeah,
Yiddish. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Yeah.
Just, to haul to,
but see, this,
but
this
you
equipment
don't,
I'm so proud of. I don't want it schlepped.
Right.
I want it carried.
You're an anti-Semite now?
It needs to be transported in a caring manner. And schlep does not describe transporting in a caring manner.
Schlepped.
Yeah.
I knew this other woman that I dated and lived in Durango, and she used all those kind of words too.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember half of them, because they were stuff that, you know, you don't use every day. And I'd be like, "What?" She'd go, "Oh, it means such and such and such and such." I'd be like,
"Yeah,
really? I need
you know,
to remember that word."
The funny thing is, I've never looked into that, but we actually, like, she just did that. You're not Jewish. right? Or are you? You could be. I don't know.
I have Jewish family, yes.
Oh, okay.
But I don't, I'm not.
Well,
I'm
that's
not
actually closer to it than Jewish. Normal. So my point being is that a lot of people incorporate a lot of those sayings
sure.
into their language, but they have nothing to do with
the Jewish,
Jewish faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's just been like incorporated into
Well, they're interesting words. They're good. They're nice.
They're kind of cool, right? Yeah.
It just
schlep is a cool word.
Well, when I got the text, I was headed to the office to pick it up, right? And I thought, nobody's schlepping.
How dare you?
Yeah. Don't let anything happen to the equipment.
I'm not worried in that. That wasn't it at all. Just like, I don't know. It was just the frame of mind. That
and
kind
he was
of
in
thing.
A kind of a pissy mood when he came into the office, too.
Yeah.
So. Well, it was
yeah.
about those damn
That's
shirts.
That's how we both showed up.
I'm trying
up,
to
yeah.
hold my tongue with that because I know.
Yeah.
And yeah. you know what really bothered me is to try to make it like it was my fault. I didn't tell her all that. I'm like, okay, well, let's recant the conversation.
Right?
Let's recant it. So on the phone, I'm going.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me making it.
No, not you.
Okay.
And so, and she goes, she goes, well, I'll get them redone right away. And I'm like, no. Tomorrow, I'm going to come in. We're going to look face to face.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure because I don't want you to have to do that again. And I'm going to buy these that you've made for us because we'll use them. The ladies like them, so I'll give them as a present to them. They'll be their yeah. Christmas bonus.
Yeah.
What's this for?
It's an invoice.
That's the bill.
Oh. It is. I was just joking.
Yeah,
it actually is.
Because I had to pay for them. Kind of like the drinks.
Yeah.
You
right?
Know? Yeah.
Right.
But see, I was
yeah.
hoping. Here was my plan. Here was my plan. I was going to just wait and pick them up on Friday. But then I get this wild hair, right? And I'm thinking, well, I know the ladies, because Jillie had asked me about them earlier in the week. And I said, okay, well, I'll check on them. So I know they're going to want them. So yeah. I'm thinking, I'll have them. I'll have Jillie pick them up and wear one here to surprise you, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we could show off the shirt,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then when I saw them, I was yeah. like, this ain't the one. This ain't the one I want it done.
And I already told him I couldn't wear it anyway because they're not see-through, but you can kind of, and I have the wrong color bra. So
I propose
like,
that's
I can't
even
wear
better.
Ken yeah. and I both would have been okay
it's
with
like,
it.
It's like wrong bra. No.
But Felicia acted like she loved him, so we're yeah. on the right track.
We like him, yeah.
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 Okay. It's a good quality shirt, too, because yeah. we're going to offer them for sale. They're going to be close to probably $50 for the dang things,
yeah.
but they're nice ladies' shirts.
Yeah.
Right? And they got this beautiful logo on them and,
yeah.
you know, everything.
Yeah.
And right on the front, we're going to put, right where my logo is here, we're going to put that Felkit across the front of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I'm not trying to put Jillie on the spot, but they really embraced the Felkit. As a matter of fact, they turned to me a couple of times and say, Felkit!
You're welcome.
Pardon.
Yeah, so I kind of like it, and yeah. I'm going to get us some shirts made too. Ours won't be as nice, Ken. Just so you know, it's going to say "Got Milk," obviously.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
we have to have a "Got Milk" shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think so too.
Black shirt, everything white.
Everything
white printing on it. Yeah.
Maybe you'd get close yeah. to the number of downloads we're getting, you know, if you did something like that. Did I say that out loud?
She just came did here I, and dissed us on her own damn show.
I know.
They've bypassed us in downloads.
You know, I need to stop
screwing around with other stuff, and I need to get back to this show.
I think I copied you.
And flex my muscles a little bit, because the girls' muscles have grown larger.
They have.
It's not even making yeah. sense to me right now.
Well, I even bought space for them, time for them on Facebook,
yeah.
so, you know.
Yeah.
But here's the deal.
He boosted one post.
I bought time.
Yeah.
Are you belittling? Don't ask me to do it again. Do not ask me to do it again.
I was clarifying.
He knows what happens when you buy stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
He does it all the time.
Yeah.
So I
you
did
get
that.
Results.
Yeah. So I did that. But, I will give the fact that, yeah, maybe that might have helped, but I'm going to tell you the quality of their show has just And I wish Julie wasn't sitting here because I don't want to say this to her face, but it's skyrocketed.
Yeah, I'm watching the size of her head right now. Yeah. Say it again. Say that.
But the other thing is I am trying to get away from being on the microphone at all because they were like,
right.
Yesterday, Tuesday, when we recorded, she goes, "You're not putting up." Nope, I'm not. You guys do your thing.
I mean, screw you guys.
No, it wasn't that.
She's like, "Good. You interrupt me anyway." So
it wasn't that. It was just not so much as that. It's their show.
Yeah, it's their show.
Yeah, and so if they asked me something, I shouted it from across the room.
Just leave your mic off and just yell it. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have a mic. I didn't.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. It was. Let's see, Dre. Yeah, who I absolutely adore.
Of course.
You know.
So does Ray Ray. We have this one guy that likes our show, that liked our Facebook page and everything.
And whenever there's a picture, Ray Ray?
Whenever there's a picture, I don't know where he's from, Texas.
I need to meet Ray Ray.
Some guy in Texas. Hi, Ray Ray.
His name is Billy Ray Ray.
Whenever there's a picture of Andrea with a picture of Dr. Dre, Ray Ray likes it. So, yeah.
Nice.
She's got fans.
And, you know, she's so quiet, but when you get her started, she's got a lot to say. And she's very intelligent, very well spoken.
Yeah.
Articulate. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, she they had another guest on the other day. I don't want to give it all away, but that poor woman just dominated the conversation. I felt sorry.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, poor Dre. But, you know, I'm kind of fond of Dre. So, But, yeah. But it was a great show still. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's the benefit of doing that is I can hear and I get lots of good tips too. I mean, I catch on. And if they ask me, I'll chime in. But now on, I'm just like sitting back in the corner with a big smile.
I'm not here. Going, I'm the sound guy.
Yeah, I'm the producer.
Do your thing.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But I feel like my voice is out there enough. I'm done. I'm just done, man. Stick a freaking fork in me.
See, radio, this show, Wake Up Call, occasionally Female Encounters.
Occasionally, yes. And the other thing about
My show, 3 times you've been on my show.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
The other thing is that they get to talking and I want to say something.
Right.
And it's hard for me to restrain myself, you know? So I've decided if I take my microphone away... Then I would have
it takes
to get
away
up
the option.
And get over there and say, if they ask me, then I...
And it's just not worth the effort.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Anyway, I'm very proud of where they're at and where they're going and what they're trying to do. And, you know, they're doing some live feeds on Facebook that's really cool. And you know, Felicia's always shouting, "Stay off my corner," which I think is so funny. But I will say this, and let's take all kidding aside.
Okay.
I have a commercial of theirs that we're going to start running. You can tell that they are very serious and very passionate about what they do, which is real estate.
Oh,
I mean, extremely professional, very passionate about it. So,
dude,
it's impressive.
So my girlfriend's a commercial banker. Same thing, right? She would come home and she would start talking about work. And I'm like, what the hell are you even saying right now? And so I had Julie and Felicia on my show. And it was towards the end and they started looking at all the notifications because I kidnapped them for an hour.
Right.
And they're looking at their phones like, oh my God, look at all this stuff. And they start geeking out about real estate. And I'm going, wait, you're not speaking English anymore. Hold on. I don't understand anything that's coming out of your mouth. Yeah. Yeah, they can be fun and silly and goofy and whatever. But when it comes to business,
it's like like two different
they do
people.
I mean
but it's nice to see that. I mean, I get to see that anyway,
right?
I don't ever get to see the business side much typically, but it was nice doing that commercial with them, really. Man, I mean, and then when I was editing it and putting it together, I'm like, holy crap, you know, these ladies are serious about what they do.
I know.
And they have a passion and a love about
knowledge.
Into a Better Homes and Gardens, real estate.
I always appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you.
Because everybody's got their thing, right? Yeah. Oftentimes I talk to people and I have a particular set of skills and knowledge, an area of knowledge, and I start talking about those things and people's eyes just glaze over. They're like, I have no idea what you're even saying. And so I have to explain that, like, everybody's got that thing, right?
Right.
I'm not, you know, all-knowing. I say that I am, but I'm not. But they have that. Like, that's their thing, and they're really freaking good at it. So, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, next time I do any kind of real estate transaction, not that I haven't had good people in the past, yeah, but I feel like I would trust them a whole lot more, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Julie's getting all embarrassed. She's trying to scoot us out of here. Stop, you guys, stop.
We are out of time. Well, all right, kid. Julie, you have any last words you want to add?
No, I have nothing. That was great.
She says we've said it all.
We've said it all.
Ken?
David?
I don't know. I missed the finger.
Missed the finger? I got the finger. When you were looking the other way. But Andy, you got any last words, man?
Yeah, the doctor's issuing a challenge.
The doctor.
You're a baker, I'm a baker.
Yeah?
We're throwing the gauntlet for a cheesecake challenge.
Oh, okay, I'll take that. I have an idea for a new crust for cheesecake that I'm going to do. And I just talked about it today, as a matter of fact, so it's funny that you bring that up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, so never let your dilly-dally, and we're going to go.
Right.
We got to go. Next week, Katie.